From Ballymoney and County Antrim, we present Let the Bible Speak. It's good to have you with us today as we spend 15 minutes around the Word of God, preaching Christ in all His fullness. And this is Leslie Curran saying hello and welcome in the Saviour's name to our Gospel broadcast. It's good to have you join with us today, and I hope you'll be able to stay with us for the next 15 minutes as the Reverend Raymond McLaren lets the Bible speak.
A warm word of welcome once again to the program. In 1 Timothy 1:15, the Apostle Paul writes, "This is a faithful saying and worthy of all acceptation, that Christ Jesus came into the world to save sinners, of whom I am chief." The most precious thing any man can possess in this world is a testimony to the saving grace and keeping power of God. To be able to say that you're saved and ready for heaven is worth more than all the gold on this earth. You see, there are only two types of people in this world, those who are saved and those who aren't. For when it comes to dying, nothing else matters. And we would want you to get a hold of this today. So how do you become saved? The Bible teaches very clearly that all have sinned and come short of the glory of God, and that a man can only be saved by the grace of God and not by anything he can do of himself. Let it be said that not one person on this earth could ever deserve to be saved. Our sin, let it be little or great, deserves everlasting punishment in hell. So salvation is something we can only have by the grace of God. For a moment or two, we want to look at the testimony of a man who was a notorious sinner in the eyes of God. Yet God saved him by His grace, and what God did for this man, He can do for you too. This is the Apostle Paul, who describes himself as the chief of sinners. Before his conversion, he was the infamous Saul of Tarsus. He was the bitterest enemy of the gospel in his day, absolutely detested and despised the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. He was anti-God in everything he said and did. Yet, in mercy, God saved him and made him a new creature, and he became a stalwart for the truth of God and a great ambassador for the gospel that he had so hated. Now, I put it to you that no man could ever work this change in himself. This is the work of God. But let's notice one or two things about this man, Saul of Tarsus. First of all, what was he before he was saved? Before he was saved, he would never have even seen himself as a sinner. Indeed, he held such a high opinion of himself that he believed he was the sort of material that heaven is made of. He gives us a bit of his pedigree over in Philippians 3, where he says, "If any other man thinketh that he hath whereof he might trust in the flesh, I more, circumcised the eighth day of the stock of Israel." In other words, a real thoroughbred of the tribe of Benjamin, and Hebrew of the Hebrews. If the rest of the Hebrews were the icing on the cake, then he saw himself as the cream on top of the icing. As touching the law, he said, a Pharisee. And in those days the Pharisees took great delight in their own impeccability. They kept the law to the letter. They could show the Christian how to live. Touching the righteousness which is in the law, he said, blameless. Here's a man who was convinced that if ever there was a fine example of a righteous man, he was it, a most upright citizen. He could see no wrong in himself. And maybe that's you today, beloved. Maybe you do live an exemplary life in this world. If so, we commend you. But we must advise you on the authority of God's word that your exemplary life will not get you to heaven. Now, don't miss this. The Bible says that except you repent, you shall all likewise perish. You must be born again. Salvation is not found in doing the best you can. It's found in what Christ has done for you. The Lord Jesus Christ died on a cross for your sins. He shed His life's blood to provide cleansing for your sin. And until you receive Him by faith into your heart and life, you'll never be saved. You may be as clean on the outside as Saul of Tarsus was, but as God looks into your heart, all he sees is your sin, and that needs to be put away. The Lord Jesus said in Luke 16, "Ye are they which justify yourselves before men, but God knoweth your hearts, for that which is highly esteemed among men is abomination in the sight of God." Paul says in 1 Timothy 1 that before he was saved, he was a blasphemer, a persecutor of the church, but he did it in ignorance. He used to torment the life out of the Christians. He had some thrown into prison and even had some put to death. And he honestly thought he was doing God a favour. But that all changed when he was saved. Secondly, what Saul was after he was saved. We read of his conversion in Acts chapter 9. He was as busy as ever bringing injury to the church when God stopped him on the road to Damascus. God caused a bright light to shine down from heaven that left him blinded for 3 days. He heard God's voice calling to him and saying, "Saul, Saul, why persecutest thou me?" It's hard to imagine what that experience must have been like for this man, but we're told that he was astonished and trembled. This was the audible voice of God, after all. He was smitten to the ground in a moment of time, but more than this, he was brought in that same moment to realize that he was a sinner. In a moment of time, he saw himself as guilty in the sight of God. And in a moment of time, he was gloriously and wonderfully saved by God's sovereign and matchless grace. Changed in a moment, transformed in an instant of time, suddenly he was a new creature in Christ. That's what it is to be saved. Tell me, beloved listener, have you had this experience yet? We're not asking you if you've turned over a new leaf. We're asking if you have honestly had this wonderful experience of being changed by the power of God, because until you have no hope of heaven. This is not something you grow into. This isn't a gradual process. It's not something you can work at. It's a miracle that only God can perform. And you need this miracle of saving grace in your life if you're ever to see heaven. But the wonderful thing is that you can have the experience. You can be saved in a moment. You can become a child of God and an heir of heaven in an instant. How? By acknowledging, first of all, that you are a sinner. Then by recognizing that you can't save yourself by your good deeds or anything else. Recognize that it was for your sins that the Lord Jesus Christ died on that tree. Then accept that he has paid the debt of your sin for you. And by faith, receive from him the gift of everlasting life. Remember, Jesus said before he died, "It is finished. There's nothing more to be done." You just receive him by faith as your Saviour. And the Bible says that as many as received him, to them gave he power to become the sons of God, even to them that believe on his name. Beloved, Christ is all Saul of Tarsus needed. And Christ is all that you need. Thirdly, what evidence is there that this man was saved? Well, there's plenty of evidence. For one thing, the old blaspheming tongue was speaking a new language. Instead of cursing the Lord Jesus Christ, he was praising the Lord. You see, he had a new heart now. He was a new man. He said that the gospel that he used to hate, he now loved. The sins that he used to love, he now hated. And the Bible tells us that straightway he preached Christ in the synagogues, that he is the Son of God. Well, he didn't believe that before he was saved, but he believed it now. And why the sudden change? Did he get a new philosophy? Did he make some sort of commitment? No, he was saved. He was born of God. I'm glad that word is in the Bible, saved. How did it happen? Paul simply says, "I obtained mercy." He didn't change himself, and beloved, neither can you. It was all the Lord's doing, and that's his testimony. And listen, beloved, if you would have a testimony, then what you need to do is be prepared to quit with your sin. Ask the Lord to save you. Invite him into your life. Then go out and live for him. I pray the Lord will give you grace to trust him today.
Just when I need him, Jesus is near. Just when I
Listening to Let the Bible Speak, coming from Ballymoney, County Antrim. We count it a privilege to bring the Gospel of Christ to you in all its biblical fullness, and I trust you've enjoyed today's program. If you've been challenged, encouraged, or helped in any way, we'd like to hear from you. Our mailing address is Let the Bible Speak, Ballymoney, County Antrim, BT 53 6PE. Let the Bible Speak, Ballymoney, County Antrim, BT 53 6PE. Thank you for listening today. Don't forget that we're on air here each weekday morning, Monday to Friday. So do remember to join us at this same time as we Let the Bible Speak.